here again from the young man with a lovely voice who we heard just now. That's Harry Singh, who's 11 years old and goes to High Clare School in Southern Coalfield. I'm sure you'd agree that no Christmas celebration would be complete without a snow. And just before Harry conjures up a snowman, I have two snow stories for you. Each winter for about 10 years, Birmingham hosted one of VSO's Global Exchange Youth Programmes, now transformed into the International Citizenship Service. They were usually from September to December, so the youngsters from overseas got the most dismal part of our lovely climate. One group from Nepal got snow on snow. Now, Nepal is, as you know, the roof of the world, and although most of them had seen white stuff on the high Himalayas in the distance, they'd not actually been up to the snow line to feel the stuff. It's amazing to think of that, isn't it? So the skills passed on by the British volunteers down here involved snowballs. King's Norton became the scene of a fierce international battle, despite the fact that the VSO doesn't usually get involved in hostilities, except this once. History doesn't actually say who won, but volunteers are still going to Nepal so they can resume a friendly relations. Then, back from Ghana, volunteer Anne Holcomb, who worked for 9 years with street children in Accra, can't hear this next song without a very strange memory. It's a battered plastic snowmen which appear about now along the dusty road leading into the capital. So, here's Harry Singh with the theme song from the snowman, Walking in the Air.